Today on Pearls of Great Price, author Veronica Hughes reads passages from the lives and teachings of the saints. She shares her thoughts on each passage's wisdom.
Greetings in Christ. This is Veronica Hughes. Welcome to my podcast, Pearls of Great Price. And let us start with the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall declare thy praise. Welcome. This is my first podcast in this new series, so I'm very excited about being able to do this, and I thank the folks at OCN for giving me this wonderful opportunity, and I want to welcome you all once more. So my podcast is going to revolve around two things. The first is Pearls of Great Price, which are the teachings or sayings of many of the saints and holy fathers that my husband and I stumble across as we're doing our research and readings about the lives of the saints. And I'll be using several reference materials for this. The primary one that we're using right now is a very large, hefty book called The Great Synecdochistes, and it's the Greek version of the lives of the saints. And it comes in a 12-month series. My husband and I have invested in this for the salvation of our souls. It's quite a book. Most months are 1,000 pages long or more, and many of the lives of the saints can be 100 pages or more long. And what I have found in reading these lives, and especially in this Greek version, is there are many hidden treasures, many pearls of great price in the sayings and theologies that our saints have expressed. And a lot of these are buried in their biographies. And many of them are so helpful, especially with the second theme of this podcast, which is about the ongoing miraculous conversion of our soul in Eastern Orthodox Christianity. I am so thrilled to be Eastern Orthodox. Just to give you a little bit of background about me, is I am a convert. I've been a convert for 17 years, and my conversion was really a struggle. I was originally born and baptized Catholic, fell away from the church in my youth, as many Catholics in my generation. I'm a baby boomer, 61 years old. And then went into everything under the sun, metaphysics, had a guru, Eastern religions, you name it, I tried it in my search to quench my spiritual thirst, which did not, in the long run, get quenched in any of those disciplines. I learned many things, but my spiritual thirst was never quenched in any of the other religions and practices that I tried. And I've asked the folks at OCN to put on my webpage for this podcast a link to a recording about my conversion and the book I've written about my conversion, The Pearl of Great Price. In last April of 2013, we recorded a very nice interview, and it is available to you on my webpage for this podcast. So anyway, I'm very interested in conversion. I guess, you know, everyone has their talent in the church, and this seems to be where God wants me to focus my energies and thoughts, is in the study and understanding of the spiritual purification and illumination that occurs within our souls as we go through our second baptism, which is the ongoing conversion of our souls after we receive holy baptism or are received into the church. And so what I'll be doing in each podcast is relying on a quote or a small teaching from one of the holy fathers and saints of the church that I find is unique and fresh to help us to reflect on some particular aspect of this ongoing conversion, purification, illumination of our soul. So the saint that I've chosen for today's quote is a little known saint, and my husband discovered his teachings in the Philokalia. His name is Saint Diadochus of Photiki. He was a bishop during the 5th century. He attended the Council of Chalcedon and very much upheld everything that was brought forward in that council. And he's best known for his work called 100 Chapters on Spiritual Perfection, of which I think many are in the Philokalia that my husband was reading. So he has a very artistic and poetic way of expressing the baptisms that we are brought into the church through, and how exactly God works our salvation through these baptisms. So I'm going to read the quote now. And by the way, you don't have to take notes on this quote. On my webpage for this podcast, you'll find a link to my author's website. And on my author's website, thepearlofgreatpriceorthodox.com, you will find a navigation button to my blog. And every time that I do a podcast, I will put the text that I've written, that I've read from this podcast on my blog, so that you can copy it, download it, whatever works for you. So if you want to keep this as something special for you. Okay, so we're going to let Saint Diadochus of Photiki give us his words of inspiration today. Divine grace confirms on us two gifts through the baptism of regeneration, one being infinitely superior to the other. The first gift is given to us at once, when grace renews us in the actual waters of baptism and cleanses all the lineaments of our soul, that is, the image of God in us, by washing away every stain of sin. The second, our likeness to God, requires our cooperation. When the intellect begins to perceive the Holy Spirit with full consciousness, we should realize that grace is beginning to paint the divine likeness over the divine image in us. Artists first draw the outline of a man in monochrome, and then add one color after another, until little by little, they capture the likeness of the subject down to the smallest details. In the same way, the grace of God starts by remaking the divine image in man to what it was when he was first created. But when it sees us longing with all our heart for the beauty of the likeness, the divine likeness, and humbly standing naked in its altiere, then by making one virtue after another come to flower and exalting the beauty of the soul from glory to glory, 2 Corinthians 3:18, it depicts the divine likeness on our soul. Thank you, Saint Diadochus. So that's what we're going to use for our little discussion today about the conversion of our soul. And the part that I really appreciate, there's many in here, I really like the image that God is recreating and painting the image of his likeness on us, and especially that it requires our cooperation. So when I was converting, I really struggled with cooperating with the will of God. I was very attached to my own will in things, and as a matter of fact, I still am. I'm just more humbled and worn down 17 years now into my conversion, and I'm more pliable and manageable. And I think that's due to the first part of how God works our ongoing conversion through purification, which is through the ascesis, or the practices of prayer, of fasting, of keeping ourselves disciplined, looking at our passions, and by the grace of God being able to change these things through our continual reception of confession, our repentance, and then our communion with our God. And then the other aspect that God has given us, which is so valuable, is not only our communion with each other in the body of Christ, but also the teachings of the Holy Fathers and their lives as examples to us of how to live a virtuous life and to acquire the grace of the Holy Spirit, which is what brings forth the purification and illumination of our soul. And so when I became a newly illumined person in the church, of course, as many of us are when we first reconnect with God and rejoin the church, because many of you may be cradle-born who have always been going to church, or some of you may have fallen away from the church and come back to the church. Wherever you are in your process, God is working your conversion for the salvation of your soul. And so one of my Achilles' heels in this process of cooperating with the grace of God and understanding how to surrender my will to His was in the area of Marthism. This is a phrase that I have coined because I am more like Martha than Mary. And the quote from the Bible has to do with the sisters of Lazarus, and they're having Christ and a lot of the disciples at their home. And Mary is doing all the busy work. Martha is doing all the busy work, and Mary is sitting at Christ's feet. And Martha comes over and complains to Christ and says, you know, can you please ask my sister to help me because I am, you know, I'm getting tired and stressed. And Christ says, Martha, Martha, you are concerned about many things, but Mary is doing the one thing needful, and that shall not be taken away from her. So I'm a Martha. I'm the firstborn in my family. I was a high achiever. I got great kudos for doing a good job. I worked from the age of 7 in my parents' flower shop and helped and loved working. And lo and behold, in my mid-30s and beginning of my early 40s, I've always had health problems because I have fibromyalgia, but I started having more and more problems. And it was in my early 40s that I converted. And then at the age of 48, I had a major health crisis about 3 years after my baptism into the Orthodox Church, because I really did not understand how to do the will of God in my actions. I thought I was, but I really realized after my crisis, which went on for quite a while, I was bedridden for a year in pain. Chronic pain everywhere, couldn't sit or stand. And, I couldn't literally crawl out of this state until I had an encounter with Jesus in my heart and started to earnestly look towards what does God want me to do versus what I want to do. And it was tough. And so that was when I finally began to get a sense of what it means to accept and pick up our cross. So the cooperation is very important in our process with God helping us to transform our soul. But how do we do that? And that's part of what I'd like to bring forward and to you in this podcast are the teachings of the saints about little things we can do to start to help the grace of God to work more easily within us. And I will say that most of the time it comes through our adversities, unless you're a saint who has chosen to go out in the desert and to give yourself adversity by choice. Many of us have to deal with the transformation of our soul through the different problems and issues and even tragedies that occur in our lives. So how do we do that? How do we accept and pick up our cross? How do we learn to make the Jesus Prayer part of our heart and being? How do we be grateful for our adversities? That's always been a huge struggle for me. even the fear of God. How do we stay present with the fear of God and hold the presence of our approaching death before us without falling into despair? And many other subjects like these we're going to be covering in this podcast. So I look forward to future encounters in this manner, and I welcome any of you to share with me your struggle and what you may have found that might have helped you, because I can incorporate some of your sharings on this podcast. I will ask that you keep your sharings relatively short because I am disabled. Yes, I am still struggling with my health, and God is working my salvation through it, and I'm very grateful for it most of the time. So if you can keep your sharings short, that would be great. I believe on my website for this podcast, you will find an email through which you can contact me. My hope is that these little talks will be inspiring and helping us to fight the good fight, to become more aware of the process of our ongoing conversion and what that means to us, and to give words of encouragement, and to know that we are working towards the salvation of our souls, and to not despair if it seems like all is hopeless, because where there is God, anything is possible. So thank you so much for joining me in this podcast. I look forward to our next one, and I'll end with this quote. How magnified are thy works, O Lord! In wisdom hast thou made them all, including you and me. In wisdom hast thou made them all. God bless you, and God bless your struggles until we get to hear each other again. Thank you.
You've been listening to Pearls of Great Price with Veronica Hughes. This has been a production of the Orthodox Christian Network.